It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you just for about 15 minutes tonight. 7:30, we got pregame. Judd Surratt's got the pregame. The puck drops as the Arizona Coyotes host the Chicago Blackhawks. Blackhawks are going to win tonight. Taves is back. Crawford in goal. They're going to win the next 15. You know they will. And then it would be like, hey, Kaufman said it in his 15-minute show. He said it. All right. All right, well, we got enough time for carry out, so why don't we do a carry out? This, of course, is the nightly segment where I read the newspaper so you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Chicago Teachers Union rally took over downtown Chicago to protest Bank of America and city and state leaders. This after yesterday when CTU withdrew all their money from Bank of America to send a message about big bank interest swap practices. The CTU leaders are shopping around to other banks but realize that that chorus up on Lawrence, it's not there anymore. So they're probably just going to put their money in the bus station locker or just line the banana stand with it. When asked for comments, CPS officials said nothing because they weren't there because pretty much they've all been laid off. Tonight's the first one-on-one debate between Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. When asked for comment, Hillary Clinton said, enough with the emails. That's not what we were asking, but you thought I was going to do my Bernie Sanders, didn't you? Hello? There it is for you. I know. Okay, you can go back to your plans. Senator Kirk is back in the news where he belongs. Kirk is leading the charge on a Syrian refugee moratorium. There you go, Senator. Really getting at the news of the day, of the moment. While I have you, what are your plans for Christmas? Because it feels like you're stuck in December. A new study says that job creation is terrible in Chicago. And Chicago State University announced that they are in imminent danger of having to close because of the lack of state funding. So if no jobs, who needs college? I'm starting to figure you out, Governor. Smart. The Tribune has a new boss. Well, businessman and Sun-Times owner Michael Farrow is now the top shareholder in Tribune Media. Hey, we all know the old saying, if you can't beat them, buy them. In weather, real nice today. Might snow tomorrow. In sports, the Chicago Cubs and pitcher Jake Arrieta are about $5 million apart when it comes to salary. Arbitration is set for next Tuesday. If they give him the $13 million he's asking for, the Cubs might have to tighten the belt elsewhere. I hope you're ready for $17 old style or $20 special export, which is just old style dressed up for court. Love that joke. The Hawks get the Coyotes tonight, and now it's time to play the new game. Is this guy an Arizona Coyote or a Russian politician? Zbigniew Michalek. Give up? He plays for the Coyotes! All right, this has been Is this an Arizona Coyote or a Russian politician? We'll see you next time! The Super Bowl is this Sunday, but who cares? The real Super Bowl is tonight. ESPN's 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears. Hey, what's the over-under on these storylines? Hey, Walter ran up a hill. Fridge, he's got health problems. Everybody hated McCaskey in his fur coat. Oh, wait, they should also talk about how the Dolphins cheated. Actually, you should ask Chico Rivera about that story. He loves to talk about how the Dolphins cheated that night, and the NFL ended up changing the rule because there were too many guys that were in the huddle. Do you know this story? Am I the only one that knows this story? I can't be the only one, right? Also, I wonder if they asked Todd Bell and Al Harris to be part of this documentary. Oh, so sad. Northwestern plays Minnesota tonight. It's a must-win. All the games are must-win at this point. I wish I could play Minnesota every week. And finally, a new study says that men's beards, particularly the long hipster beard, could help scientists find new antibiotics. So guys, finally, your gross faces are helping out mankind. Keep it up. That's the carryout for February 4th, 2016. Hey, we're going to give you a couple more fries just so you don't eat them all before you get home. More to come here on the download. Well, not really. I'm going to race home to see that 30 for 30. But yeah, coming up here at 7:30, we got pregame for the Hawks and the Coyotes. So stay with us here on WGN Radio. couple minutes, we'll make way for Judd Surratt and the pregame show. The Hawks are in Phoenix to take on the Coyotes tonight. The Arizona Coyotes. Not the Phoenix Coyotes. That's so 2014. They really decided in the state of Arizona that their ball clubs could not be Phoenix. Remember, it was the Phoenix Cardinals for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So they must have come together and be like, we are not Phoenix, we are Arizona!
Mm-hmm.
Arizona!
I don't know how I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Phoenix is the cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix Coyotes. Like, I just feel like that would be a better... If I were living in Arizona, I'd be okay with being represented.
Anyway, you get your Florida Marlins, I understand.
Right.
Because there's other teams in Florida.
Right.
Let's go Miami.
Right. And Miami, again, is cooler than Florida. Like, if you're going to say the Florida Heat, you'd be like, oh, that's lame. Miami Heat, like, oh, yeah, caliente. We're out on a boat. We're having a good time. It's the beginning of Ballers on HBO. That's Miami. Pitbull. Florida, you're like, oh, there's a lot of Florida. There's a lot of Florida. You going to watch Dirty for 30 for 30 tonight?
Heck,
you watch,
yeah,
the 85 Bears?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Can't wait.
I just wonder if I'm hyping it up too much. But I was also hyping up the O.J. Simpson thing, and I think the episode one came through.
I enjoy that.
Except for the, Courtney Kim, stop running around this funeral. We were there. That's essentially what they're saying. Episode three of the O.J. Simpson, People versus O.J. versus O.J. Simpson is going to be all about Kris Jenner. It's going to be like what she was doing, how she was feeling. They're just going to make it up.
I love the casting because, I mean, like,
so
Schwimmer is Robert Kardashian and John Travolta, Shapiro. It's so good. The casting is really good.
I was watching it with a friend, and I was like, oh, you know what? It's got to be good. It's Cuba Gooding Jr. I said that at one point. I'm like, because she was like, oh, this is terrible. This looks like this, Cuba Gooding. I'm like, no, he won an Oscar. Or maybe he didn't. I don't know if
he did. Yeah.
And then Travolta, I found myself doing the same thing. Well, this is John Travolta. I mean, he was in Staying Alive.
I think that was a long time ago.
I know.
He's like a sweat hog.
I'm like, yeah, the Schwimmer, he wasn't Friends, you know? He was in that one Linkin Park movie. Remember there was like a romantic comedy he did in Chicago that was like the back, I forgot the name of it, like just Friends, something like that.
I don't remember.
When we all were putting our hedging bets on Schwimmer to be the romantic lead in rom-coms. I'm going to watch tonight. I'm excited. I'm trying to get my son to watch. This is the issue. Is that he's 8 years old, and I want to watch it with him. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the 85 Bears. He doesn't care about football. He's not a football. He's tried in the last couple of years, and I blame this on Jay Cutler. I've tried to get him into the Bears. I'm like, Jay Cutler. And then inevitably by the third quarter, I'm like, come on, Cutler. Don't you go for this guy. But,
I think getting in your son into football is different than trying to get it into a team that was big in 1985.
But what do you do to convince your 8-year-old to sit down and watch a 2-hour documentary on the 85 Bears if he doesn't care about football? It's old football. It's 80s football. It's going to be very nostalgic for me.
Right.
And for everybody in Chicago. But he's going to be like, okay, that's the fridge. I see big guys like that on the field every day. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking in my head of what to do. And he's been his fixation. He's like, you know, Dad, I've never seen you cry. He said this to me not too long ago. I'm like, well, you know, I cried. The Schwimmer rom-coms get me all the time. And I was like, so that's what I pulled on him. This morning, I go, hey, you want to see Daddy cry? You got to watch this documentary with me. Because when they get to Walter Payton, I'm going to lose it. So now I kind of have to cry on cue, even though I'm really not going to cry. But
I don't know.
It depends.
Everything I'm reading about, there's a Mike Singletary and Buddy Ryan thing where, you know, Samurai reads a note that Buddy wrote to him. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... I'm worried about crying.
If they show Hampton at Walter's funeral, that'll do it. That'll do it.
So good. But, I mean, you know, I mean, your kid's not... he doesn't have any sentimental value to any of that.
And that's the problem with this generation.